sometimes you're menstruating and you just really need wine and chocolate. I mean, I'm not weird here.
Welcome, everybody, to the Bob and Katie Show.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Coach Bob.
Yes, you are, Coach. And we are now officially Buccaneers.
Yes, we are. The Brunswick County Buccaneers.
No, it's the Charlotte. Oh. Are we like, we probably shouldn't say it.
Why?
I don't know.
My son's playing for the Charlotte Buccaneers. I'm proud of it. I can
Charlotte say it. Buccaneers.
That's right.
2023, baby.
2023.
Our daughter is also a Charlotte Buccaneer.
She is.
She's cheering.
Yeah.
Cheering.
She's like, go football. That's what she's doing.
Yay, sports. No, tonight she came, she's been like practicing. So tonight we had our first team meeting for cheer. Football started over a week ago. But yeah, tonight was our first night for team meeting for cheer, but it wasn't an actual practice. So Reagan, I think she thought they were going to actually practice, and she was a little bit bummed because this is her first time cheering, but she did do a cheer camp over the summer. Mm-hmm. And so it's got her really kind of pumped up. It was a really short, was it 3 days or no, it was 4 days. It was four days.
Out at the park.
And she loved it. And so she was like really pumped and like she's been like, oh my gosh, have you heard from my coach? Have you heard from my coach? And then I finally, you know, told her the other day, I heard from your coach. We're going Friday, yada, yada. And so she thought they were actually going to be like learning some cheers out there tonight. And it wasn't like they got fitted.
Oh, I bet she was so bummed because you guys are just signing paperwork.
We got
and
done.
Stuff.
Yeah. We, you know, the business stuff. She got sized for a uniform. We had to sign a couple things and just talk about some things, expectations. And yet we were starting to walk away. She's like, what are we doing? And I was like, we're done, baby. And she's like, what? We're not practicing? She's out there in her little like workout gear, you know, like workout shorts and like tank top. They had to wear something form fitting so they could just try on the uniforms over it. So, but she's like ready to go, you know, just go team go. And then we're just like, that's it. And I was like, we'll have practice on Monday though, you know, a couple days away. And she's like, oh, but her and several of the other like sisters of football players that are also cheering, they got together and they're like, we're having a cheer meeting. Okay. I don't know what they talked about. They went into the batting cages.
We're having like, a cheer meeting, please.
It was so Reese's.
Can you just back away? It's Reese, the cheer meeting.
Reese's little friend, Haley, she came over there, and yeah, she said something about the cheer meeting and she had her little hand on her hip. She's like, we're having a cheer meeting.
Cheer meeting. Like,
oh, Lord have mercy. They haven't even had their first official practice yet, and they have the whole embodiment down there, like, cheer meeting over here, guys.
She's excited.
Here now. They are. They're so excited, and it's precious. Their uniforms are cute. I saw them tonight, and I wish I had taken a picture of Reagan trying to.
I haven't seen this spark in your eye in a long time.
It's weird. It's, you know, we've done sports.
we do sports.
We've done we baseball, do sports. T-ball, yep. Basketball, football, and now cheer. Mm-hmm. And this is, I don't really know how to say this in today's like political correct cancel culture society. When I grew up, especially like my high school years.
Here we go, guys. This is the end of the Bob and Katie Show. Go ahead and say what you're going
to
say.
I'm going to say I wasn't a cheerleader and I wasn't anywhere close to being a cheerleader. No. And I was very much an awkward outsider.
Yeah.
And I have
that's
very,
who we are.
I have a very bubbly personality and now. I'm very accepting of people, but I was really shy back then. Yeah. And I knew I didn't fit in with that crowd and they made sure I knew it and I knew it. And we all, you know, you just know by high school where you stand sometimes or where you think you stand. Cause obviously, you know, now that I'm 40, it's a different world. I wish I could go back and do high school again with the wisdom and life knowledge that I have now. And like the whole like, oh, why did I care what they thought about me? Like that mentality. I so wish I could go back and do it again. I would have so much more fun. I was so shy and
I've had that same
just
thought.
Insecure.
I I would love to redo my senior year because I wasn't smart enough to know to take advantage of what had happened to me. Because I switched schools. My senior year, I was in a different high school. And the summer before my senior year.
You've told this story before. I'm just going to let you know. So you don't. I wasn't trying to stop you.
No, it's okay. It's done now. I don't even talk about it.
I know.
I don't even want to talk about it. Don't
even
talk
about it. You like to, reminisce about that year of high school because you had your newfound popularity.
It's because I'm bummed out that I didn't take advantage of it.
But I'm just saying we have talked about before.
Okay.
And I just didn't want you to be repeating yourself.
Do you see that?
Too many times.
It's my soul. It hurts. You hurt my soul just now.
You can tell your story. I'm sorry.
Not telling the story. I'm not telling the story.
So I'm a cheer mom now.
And I'm football dad.
I'm a football mom too. I'm both of those things. Baseball mom. I'm all the things. All the time.
The realness that just came out of your voice, like all the time. It's just all the time.
I'm just mainly just tired. That's like
nobody ever told you, like being a parent, you're just tired. It's so much. You can either A, be a really good parent and give your kids all that you are,
or you can have energy and sleep in on Saturday mornings and
yeah.
Our son's playing football, though. I think I may have told this story, but I'm going to tell it again. Way back years ago.
What the crap?
Because I can.
So you went into this
I'm
knowing.
I'm not sure.
You went into this knowing that you've told this story again, and you're like, I don't care. I'm going to do it
again.
When
you know what
but
story.
I started telling the story for the second time, and you're like, hey, guy.
When you know what Whoa. Story I'm telling, if
Slow
you remember
it
me telling
you've
it before, you are more than
before.
Welcome to stop me.
Okay, tell me the story.
Years ago.
Because I love you and I like to hear you
talk.
Long
before we had
this.
Kids, we drove past the park.
Yeah. We did a lot of really fun things before we had kids.
I saw the Parks and Rec football team, little kids out there mm-hmm. practicing. And I was like, man, they are so cute.
Yeah.
And if I have a son one day, I hope that he will play football. Because just they're so cute with their helmets and their little bitty bodies. Because the helmet is like normal size, but their body is not normal size yet. It's still small. And they're just so cute. And now they've got these pads and their little jersey. And man, they're just so freaking cute.
I heard a 6-year-old growl today. He's like, ah!
Oh, man, I bet that was cute. Yeah. Riley tackled somebody today. Yeah. I think maybe
hard.
For the first time, yeah. like a legit, like.
Yep. He did it.
You say he pancaked him.
He pancaked him.
And I missed it. I hate that I didn't see it.
He got up. And this is special to us because our son is, he's a little soft. So
he's sloppy, man.
To see him. Get that spark in his eye, like, oh, it's nice.
I joke like nice. That he has molasses in his veins.
He does.
The boy has really no hustle in him. So football is hustle. It's one hustle and then another hustle and then another hustle. And so he's
and when they're and seriously, when a football game is over, they're like hustle to the meeting. Like it's
you
hustle
don't stop hustling
until
you take the uniform back off.
Hey, you guys want to take a break? Well, hustle to the water. You done drinking the water? Hustle back.
Well, it was our son that the head coach yesterday looks at. He said, it's water break, not a vacation.
Yeah.
Because our son, he'll go over there.
Drink that water. Hustle up.
It's supposed to be like, hey, take 5 seconds, go get a sip of water. And Riley goes over, he's taking his helmet off. And now he wears glasses and the football helmet and the water bottle and the glasses. He's still figuring it all out. And I feel for him. I know it's difficult him trying to wear his glasses and figure out taking his helmet off and on. But he sits down on the ground. Like, just, he has no rush.
No.
He's like, I'm just going to rest here for a while. you know, take me a break, he really, cool off.
Yeah.
Woo. No, it's like
it's hard work, mommy.
Grab a drink.
Hard work. Get,
like, you're not done.
I'm going to sit in the grass for a while. You're
not done. And I noticed, like, at the end of every practice, everybody's taking a knee. There's my son out in the field laying down, propped up on his elbows, like that's like he's on vacation, sunning himself by the ocean side. Like, what are you doing? This is football. Though. You don't lay down in the field.
Oh,
it's been so much fun.
Yeah.
I'm so looking, like, we haven't even watched him play an actual game
yet. Yeah, he's just doing conditioning right now.
I can't wait. They get
to hit for the first time, like, for real next week.
I can't wait, because he seems to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not that he hasn't enjoyed any of the other sports, but, you know, it's like, oh, can you please sign me up? I really want to play. I really want these cleats. I really want this glove. I really want this. And then, hey, it's time for practice. Why you make me do this? Why you force me to play baseball, mommy? Look, I didn't. You begged me. I paid the money. I signed you up. I drive you to the practices. I drive you to the games. Why you force me?
It's wild. Being a parent, it sucks. Being a parent sucks. It's so weird because
look, I love them
so much
enough to deal with tiny humans whose emotions are all over the place like that. Like, I'm doing my best just to keep my emotions reined in over here, and yours are all over the place, and I don't know what to tell you.
I can't. It's being a parent is the weirdest thing. I'm tired. And it's terrible. It's awful. Being a parent is awful. And then I look at him and I'm like, oh my God, I love you so much. It's so weird.
Like, I would die for you.
It's like being addicted to heroin, but knowing that it's not good for you. Like, I can't get enough.
I think that's pretty much every heroin addict, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds very junkie-ish.
It is. But, I mean, that's what it's like, you know?
I can't stand these kids. I need a break.
I miss them and they go to all bed, day like, long.
I miss them so much. You want to go look at them?
Yeah.
You just go peek in there and see how cute they are. You want to smell them?
Could you imagine?
Smell their little heads.
Do you smell it at night?
No, not anymore.
I go look at them sometimes.
Oh, I do too.
And it's weird because you can't do that to an adult. Could you imagine?
I mean, you can, but
no.
Creepy.
You shouldn't. But yeah, like sometimes I'll open my kids' doors. I just look at them while they're sleeping. I'm like, oh, look at them. But once they're like 15, you can't do that anymore, right? Could you like... What's the age?
Mom, what are you doing? That's so weird. Get out of my room. My kids go to high school
and
be like,
my dad opens my door at night and stares at me while I'm sleeping.
I mean, really, if that's like the worst complaint, though, I mean, it's not so bad.
Hey, that tooth fairy thing I did the other night, that was smooth, right?
You got to like give people some warning, okay? Spoiler alert.
Oh, children shouldn't listen to this part.
What are you thinking, Bob? We have a duty as parental units to uphold the expectations of the parental community.
I didn't hear
Tooth Fairy, Santa
duty.
Claus, Easter
duty.
Bunny. Doot, doot.
I hid Tooth Fairy money. Under the six-year-old's pillow.
In front of the eight-year-old who still believes.
He never knew.
Never knew.
Yeah. He might know. He might know.
They've probably been in there like, hey, Siri.
Is the Tooth Fairy real?
What's the deal with Santa? How does that work? Hey, Siri. Is the Easter Bunny real?
I definitely didn't tell my parents that I knew Santa was fake for a while.
I honestly don't really remember the specific like time conversation or anything whenever, like between me and my parents about Santa Claus or any of that. I don't.
I don't know the year, but I remember just going, this is ridiculous.
I'll have to ask my mom. Like, I wonder if my mom remembers. Because, I mean, she was an adult. I was a kid, so.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
I remember my mom told us a story just this past Christmas that I had never heard before about me as a baby on my first Christmas. So, my birthday's in June, so I was about 6 months old for my first Christmas.
1973?
I am not that old! So
somebody born in 1972 right now is really offended.
I know, right? Look what you did. You offended a whole decade's worth of people.
A whole decade? No, I offended anybody from 1972 and back. You offended everybody in the 70s is what just happened. A whole decade. I said 72. That's 2 years. Go ahead. Keep going. Don't look at me that way.
I don't understand your logic in this. But anyway, I'm continuing with my Christmas story that has no relevance to anything, okay? But she told me for the first time ever this past Christmas, we were sitting around as the whole family, or like all of us adults anyway. I don't think the kids were around. But my first Christmas, we had like a really small tree. And it was, I don't know, it was nearby on a table. And anyway, I was able to roll. As you know, my mom had her back turned, and I was a 6 month old learning how to roll. And I grabbed, like,
oh my God, you guys,
and I pulled this
Christmas
little
tree on a little table.
It was a small, little teeny tiny thing.
You remember?
And I pulled it over onto myself. No, my mom told me the story. And so my mom turns around, and I'm giggling. And she turns around, and I have just Christmas lights, and I'm like, covered in the Christmas lights, and I'm playing with them, and I'm just giggling.
This is why you like Christmas so much.
And she, Lisa, I never heard that story until this past Christmas, and she told us, I think, on Christmas, and I was like, that was so cool, because she had never told us that story before.
It's funny how you take that. Like your mom probably told you that story, and you thought, what you just saw, like, oh, that's so cool. Like, if my parents told me that story, I'd be like, we'd have a real tree?
Well, we lived in a teeny little, like, trailer, and there wasn't a lot of space, and there was a six-month-old, so they had, I think my mom said she went and, like, cut a little tree out the woods and, like, just stuck in some dirt or something.
Same situation.
We were poor. Tiny little house.
My parents probably either didn't have a Christmas tree or the same situation, because... The place where we lived when I was that age, my parents refer to as the shotgun shack. Just some tiny little thing. I don't remember it, you know, like I don't remember it. That seemed to be the same kind of situation. That was the place that was like crooked. And my dad told the story about the marbles rolling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same place. Little tiny little place, you know. So, no, I get it. That's, I really feel like that story you just told me, whether you remember it or not, probably spawned into how you are during the holidays.
It was, you could tell it was a special memory to my mom as a young mom herself. You know, I was the first, so at the time I was the only one. And so this was her first kid, her first Christmas, and yeah. Anyway, yeah, so it's like August. It's not even Christmas time. Back to school time.
Night.
Back to school time. Yeah. Oh my goodness. We have how many days? What's the date?
You know what the kids asked me today? She goes, because we record the end of the year podcast with the kids.
Oh my gosh, we never do it.
They asked me today, it's like, what do you call it? What do you call it? I can't remember the name. End of year podcast or something. Yeah, like. Anyways, Reagan asked me about it, and I was like, tonight. She asked me about it tonight, and I was like, I guess we should record it before you go back to school, huh?
Like, do you remember last year?
That's crazy. Man, she played music with me tonight. It made me feel so good. They're going to start playing music soon. They're going to get into it. Are you excited? You're more excited about the football and cheerleading.
It all costs me money. It's all expensive.
You sound like a parent. It costs money. God dang it.
Like anything they want to do, it's just money. Can I do this? Money. Can I do this? How much does it cost? Money. Money. What do we have to buy? What do we have to buy for you to participate? What kind of special shoes do you have to have? And uniform? And undergarments? And hair bows? And instruments? I don't know. Things. Do you need bats? Gloves? Balls?
You got to have balls. You got to have balls sometimes to play some of these sports.
Oh, basketball was the easiest by far. Paid the money, bought them a basketball, and showed up.
Yeah.
And that was it. And they won division champs. Like, it was easy peasy. Minimal out-of-pocket expense. You
came back from fun. One meeting. One cheerleading meeting. It's like, we have to buy shoes, new shoes right now.
And socks. And we have a fundraiser, and I have to bring snacks. And I got to bring snacks for the football team. And there's just so many snacks. It's so much snacks. And you know there's going to be class snacks here in like a couple weeks. I've got to go to Walmart and just get all the snacks. Because when you have children.
I'm going to have to get a second
any
job.
Any number of children. You can never have enough snacks because it's not just your kid. You're never providing snacks for just your kid. You're providing your kid. And then, like I said, your kid's team or class or the neighborhood or whatever, the friends. There's always other kids. Like, I never before we had kids bought so many, like, things in bulk packaging, like individually wrapped. We don't need 42 bags of chips, just you and I at one time.
Although it sounds great.
But when you have kids, you're like, is this going to last all week? It might not, but.
What's your favorite chip?
Like ever?
Yeah. Boy, I love Funyuns. Funyuns are so good.
I feel like it's circumstantial though. I don't know. It ain't.
Funyuns are good all the time.
I guess I'd have to go. I mean, if we're talking like all time, forever,
all time, all time,
across all genres of chips.
What is your favorite?
I'm gonna go just classic nacho cheese Doritos.
What?
It's a very versatile chip. I love to put it on.
Boy, we are different people.
On
aren't we?
Sandwiches.
You're like, I like this chip because it's logical. That doesn't make any sense. Chip makes you feel like you can conquer the world? That's the chip I'm asking about.
It's fitting.
And for me, it's a freaking Funyun.
You would pick Funyuns because
of course I would. It has the word fun in it.
It does. It is. And it's fun. It's not a real food. Like, it's not an onion ring.
You know, you're right. But Doritos, that's a real food. What are you talking about? What kind of argument is that? Funyuns, baby. Oh. Look at me. I get it. Versatile. You use the word versatile when you described your favorite chip.
I know. That's just fitting with my personality, though.
Which chip do you like the
what
most?
What can you get the most use out of?
The Dorito is the most useful chip ever invented.
You can do the most with it. It's like a wardrobe staple. It's like a little black dress of chips. You can make nachos with it. You can eat cream cheese with it or other various
Doritos are dips. So good. Doritos are so good. They went to Taco Bell and was like, hey, you know how to make this better?
They make taco shells out of it.
Yeah.
It has so Doritos many things.
Like the egg salad sandwiches you make.
Yeah, so egg salad sandwiches with nacho cheese Doritos is my jam. I ate that like every day for lunch while I was pregnant with Reagan and Riley, but it wasn't just a pregnancy thing because it's just good all the time. I still eat that.
We were talking the other day to the kids about like weird foods during pregnancy.
I think it started with the egg salad sandwiches.
Yeah, and
you were like, what?
You used to make me go to Andy's every other day What did you get? The bacon cheeseburger?
Andy's bacon cheeseburger with fries and a cup of cheese and a sweet tea.
I'm a fat guy. And you know those people were like, he gets a bacon Andy's cheeseburger every other day. And I just want to be, every time I went in there, I try to make up some excuse.
I've like pregnant wife, she's eating for three.
Yeah. And I'd leave and they'd probably go, he don't even have a wife. Look at him. This fat man eating these Andy's bacon cheeseburgers every other day.
I remember I sent you to buy me Oreos.
Yeah, that's really funny. What are you talking about? Why are you laughing so hard?
I was pregnant with Reagan Riley, and I sent you to buy me, it was like the peanut butter Oreos at Lowe's Foods, and they were like, buy one, get one free, or you had to buy two. There was some kind of promotion where you had to buy two. And the cashier had something to say to you about you buying, because that was all you bought, was just the two packs of Oreos.
I don't remember this.
I can't remember what she said to you. You told me, I was like in the car. But yeah, you came out there, and I don't remember what she said, but she's remarked on the fact you were buying two packages of peanut butter Oreos just, and you were like, my pregnant wife just had to have these, and she apologized.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Man, I think
like, she said something sometimes. Like, oh, you really wanted some Oreos, huh? Or like, like that. Like, just out of the way.
I got nothing against cashiers. It's a very important position that we need in society, but sometimes I think they get so bored that they think it's okay to make comments about things that people are buying. And sometimes it sucks. Like, when you've
Lowe's
sent me,
Foods doesn't pay for your remarks.
I went through a checkout line one time and I had your pads, a bottle of wine, and a Hershey's bar.
Yeah, basic life necessities.
And I remember going,
duh,
she's gonna say something for sure. And I put this stuff on the counter and it went down a little conveyor belt, and she just goes, sometimes it's tough. I was like, I know.
It'd be like that sometimes. It's life. It's called life. Sometimes you're menstruating and you just really need wine and chocolate. I mean, I'm not weird here.
Oh, that's going to be the beginning clip of the podcast for sure. 100% that's going on that's it. That's going on the beginning. Yeah, that was a good one. Thank you.
Yeah.
Speaking of the beginning, I'm so excited when I get to record these with you. I always think of like, how are we going to start the show? Should I say this? Should I say that? And I had so many this time. Can I run some by you?
Yeah.
Because ultimately what I decided on was I'm Coach Bob. That's how I started the show. One of the things I was going to say is I was going to go, you know, after the I'm Kate, I'm Bob. I was going to go, I love it. I love it. That was going to be one of my things. You know why that's funny. We don't have to go into why.
I love it.
I love it. I love it.
I love it.
I was going to say, tell me about the chiclets. Do you remember the chiclet story? Tell everybody about the chiclets.
So I was telling you a story the other day and about chiclets. And I was looking them up. I was trying to see if I could find a picture of exactly what I remembered as a kid. And I found them. And I guess technically, here we go. This is what it was. So these.
Oh, I remember these. The tiny size chiclets.
Technically, yeah, there's chiclets, but then these are mini chiclets.
Is this eBay?
Yeah, that's eBay right there.
You're telling me this pack of chiclets costs $60.
I didn't even look at the price.
2003 pack chiclets, tiny size gum NOS. I don't even know what NOS means. It's $60. They've sold two of them and there's four more available.
So that's what I remembered getting as a kid. I called them chiclets. They're mini
chiclets.
Chiclets.
And you ate these?
And they came in a little packet. It's from what I remember, it's about the size of a Kool-Aid packet. You know, it's a paper little packet or like Pop Rocks packet. You know, a little paper packet like that. and it was yellow. And yeah, it says tiny size on it. I'm looking at a picture.
How old were you when you got this?
Oh, gosh.
Tell me the age.
I don't know. 4, 5, 6. Like, I was young.
Let's go with 6.
And yeah, they were teeny tiny little things. So you had those before?
Yeah. Tell everybody what you did with them. I'm dying.
I ate them.
Yeah, she just ate them.
I just ate them. I mean, because they were so small. Like, it's gum, but like if you try.
But you have that memory.
Yeah.
How many packs?
I thought I had Chiclets stuck in my intestines for sure.
How many packs of these Chiclets do you think you ate as a child?
Oh, I don't know. I got them all the time. Like, if I went to a grocery store with my mom, you know, going through the checkout, like, can I get a pack of Chiclets? And it was those. And I don't know how much they cost back then, but I don't.
But if you had to guess, throughout your childhood, how many
packs
of Chiclets do you think you ate?
50, at least. Like, I got them all the time, yeah.
They're still in you. According to everything I've heard growing up as a child, when you swallow gum, it don't come out.
Because I would try to eat like one, and they're just like so small, like you can't even really bite it. You're just like you just, and so you just swallow it. You have to like put a whole wad in your mouth and chew it up all at the same time if you're gonna actually chew it as gum. Yeah. But yeah, I just ate them. They were good. I wish this pack wasn't $60 because I was like, man, I'd love to have some.
I'll find you some. You want me to find you some Chiclets? I'll find you some Chiclets.
Like, I would love to have some of these.
I'm going to start introducing you to people.
I think, is this?
As my little Chiclet.
Oh, I think there's like a knockoff now. Look, there's an, look.
Look how excited she is. She doesn't even hear what I'm saying right now.
I want to, look, it says mini, mini Chicles. Look, tell me that ain't a knockoff.
Is that, that's current? What is it? Is it Amazon? How much is it?
Hang on, let me hit visit.
Visit what? What are you talking about?
Visit Amazon. I got to click over to Amazon.
Oh, my God. What an amazing podcast
we're having. It's $15
for how many?
For 20 of them. It's a box of 20 of them, and it's $15.
Well, that's not bad, I guess.
Let me, hang on. Mini, mini Chicles. Look, you could get a giant bag. Oh, my God. That would cause some major constipation.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We are 38 minutes on our recording device, but there's a lot of stuff in this. So we're probably,
you can get a pack of five.
We're probably 30
for
minutes
$8.99.
in. 30 minutes in and butt stuff. Constipation conversation.
So you think mini Chicles is the same as the mini Chiclets?
It's probably the same.
Does that, I feel like it's not flat.
They're not as flat
and square. They're more rounded. I want to try them though. Look, they have like, is this like a mint? Look, it has like a mint one. Oh, can I get these too?
I wish you were that excited when I take my clothes off as you are about
the mini,
Chiclets.
Mini Chicles.
This is amazing. You never cease to just make me happy on the inside of my body when you get excited about things.
I just really want some mini Chiclets now.
Yeah. And yeah, we're that's on a podcast. You've been looking at Chiclets on
Amazon.
I'm
deep down
for like
the rabbit hole looking at candy on Amazon right now.
This is unbelievable. You keep going. I'm going to do a Patreon commercial. Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow.
I'm here. I'd put my phone down.
Like,
I'm paying attention.
Hearing, if you like what you're hearing, go to Patreon.com/TheBobAndKatieShow. We have an episode that's getting ready to be.
I don't know why you made me do this.
We have an episode that we're getting ready to release.
Why you forced me?
where we have a couple of winners, some people that won some things. And
did
it's
you ever mail it?
No, I was going to mail it when we released the episode.
When?
Tomorrow.
From the episode from like a long time ago, yeah. You're supposed to mail people stuff.
You know what the crazy thing is that I already messaged them and they know they won and it's been like a month.
We are terrible people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, we got to put that in the mail.
I'll put an extra sticker in their package. Is that fair?
Don't ask me. I'm not the one who won something and didn't get it.
They're going to get it. They're going to get it. Patreon.com/The Bob and Katie Show.
If better late know, than never.
If you want to know what we're talking about, go sign up and be a part of that wonderful, wonderful.
You'll find out late, probably. We're always late.
So I have something I've been dying to talk to you about. I had to go to the museum in Hartsville, South Carolina for work. And you knew about that. You knew that I went. I had to talk to the director of the museum. And when you hear the word museum, you think like, oh, wow, big museum. But it's a really small building. Really small building. Something happened while I was there that was unbelievable. This lady, I can't remember her name. I feel bad about it. But she's telling me all about the museum and blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to find certain things for work. It doesn't matter. But she's running me through everything they have at the museum. And, you know, it is what it is. Well, at the end of it, she looks at me and she goes, do you want to see something we don't let people see? And I'm like, yeah, 100%. I don't know what's getting ready to happen, but yeah, I want to see things that you don't let people see for sure. We're in a museum. What do you have in here that you don't let people see?
Right?
Yeah. So she goes, we have to go back to where the offices are. Okay. I'm excited because that's who I am. My personality is, oh, I get to do something nobody else doing? Yeah, let's do that.
She probably tells that to everybody at the end of the tour. You see something special? You're the only one. I promise. Nobody else has ever seen this.
So we go back to an area that I know for sure people don't get to go to because there's like paperwork laying everywhere and computers and
behind the scenes.
Yeah. And she opens this door. And as soon as she opens it, I see a metal sign hanging on a wall. And I was like, oh, wasn't even on my radar of what possibly could be in a museum in a teeny tiny town of South Carolina. So I took a picture of what I saw on the wall. Read to everybody what the sign says.
It says fallout shelter.
Yeah. So we're in a museum. We go into this weird little space with just like a wall and another door. And it just says fallout shelter on it. And she opens this other door and starts to walk down a hallway. And immediately I went, well, I need to take a picture of this hallway and show Katie. And this is the hallway.
That's not okay. Why is the light red?
I have no idea.
Why?
Inside the museum, it's like really nice and it's lit up and like the walls are freshly painted. She starts walking down this hallway and I'm like, this looks like an abandoned building from a movie in the 80s. Like, it's crazy.
Like, looking. Why is the light red?
I have no
idea. Why can't it just be a normal color light? Why does it have to be a red light? Why is it?
It's terrifying.
Put a red light in any room is going to make it creepy. You put a red light in a creepy behind hallway? My goodness.
You can't walk side by side. This is a tight corridor. And she starts walking. And it's long. You can't, from the picture that I just showed you, you can't see it, but this is a long hallway. Mm-hmm. And there was a part of me that was like, maybe I should have said no. because in situations like this, you start like going, okay, let me run the scenarios through my head of what could be happening right now. Because all that I know is she said, do you want to see something that people don't get to see? I got another picture of this hallway and what it leads to. Look how long that hallway is. And it's under a building. We went downstairs. To get into this hallway, we had to go downstairs into like a basement type of situation. That's what's on the inside of that door.
Why are there skeletons?
Yeah. And
like, is that supposed to be a mummified body or what is that?
That's a mannequin dressed up in bandages to show like what it would be like during a nuclear war.
It doesn't have any fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, that mannequin's had a hard time.
And this then there's is the toilet. Why were there skeletons sitting in the chair?
Oh, there's more pictures. We'll get to those as we get closer and move.
There's like
the
a radiation victim or whatever, yep. Fingerless lying in bed, and yes. Then the skeletons are getting to play poker over there.
Look at the walls. Look how old this is. That's the toilet.
Yep.
Which is a black 5-gallon bucket with some kind of lid and toilet paper just sitting on it.
That just looks like a...
This is the...
Bucket.
The toilet. Kit that apparently was sent to this old building. It's called the sanitation kit. It contains tissue paper, a can opener, a commode liner, sanitary napkins, gloves... A siphon filter, a tie wire, a commode seat, cups and lids, an instruction sheet, and commode chemicals. Drinking water in a big metal can, property of the U.S. government. These are the skeletons they have sitting at the tables with like a gas mask on and stuff. Apparently, they're going to do something during Halloween and actually let people go down there.
That's definitely seems like a good place to go for Halloween because that looks creepy.
They have a mannequin dressed up and he's checking for radiation inside of another little, I don't even know what kind of room that is or what the point of that room is. It's like a concrete small room. This is a cutoff from the box that was originally found in this room. Survival supplies furnished by the Civil Defense, United States government. Is food enough for 7 people? That's medicine. That's a jar of medicine.
Is it like aspirin?
I have no idea. It's just old stuff. And this is my favorite part. They stocked it with rum. So immediately I said something about that, right? And I was like, oh, you got some drinks down here. And she said, oh, it's a part of the pamphlet. They had like a pamphlet and there's a section on how to handle somebody when they start to like have anxiety and freak out. Because if there was a like a nuclear explosion, like the power would go out mm-hmm. and everybody would be in this basement in the dark. So they were like, y'all should have some rum because it's going to be you need something to like calm yourselves down.
Whew, that's giving me anxiety thinking about it. Just being like underground and in the dark and it's a little creepy.
Now, upstairs, when we were looking at the, you know, just random things in the museum, like they have the first motorized vehicle that was ever in South Carolina. Like, you know, really cool stuff like that. Well, they had this other section and it looked weird to me and I was like, what is this? And they decorated like a corner of this room to feel like what people's houses would look like in South Carolina in the like 70s.
In the what 70s?
1970s. It was weird.
Why the 1970s?
I don't know. Just something fun to do. Doesn't matter. Anyways, there's like a couch and like an old TV set and there's a mannequin in there and like things that were found in South Carolina in the 1970s. And she looks at me and she goes, I'll never sit on that couch again. Out of nowhere. And I'm like, well, why? What happened? What happened when you sat on that couch? She goes, it's haunted. That this whole building is haunted. And I go... What happened? And the story she told me was she was given direction that that part of the room needed to be decorated in some way. And they had this couch and she was like, I was sitting on the couch with my arm propped up and just kind of feeling the area and thinking like, what can I do with this? and somebody pushed my arm off the back of the couch. And she was in there by herself. Do I believe in ghosts? Do you believe in ghosts? It doesn't matter for this, but look at me. She said this to me, and I'm telling you, she believes that place is haunted. 100%. And she told me to tell you about something. She has invited you and I, anytime we want, to go into the fallout shelter to record a podcast.
I appreciate that.
She said if we show up and it's 11 o'clock at night, she would open this museum and let us go into the fallout shelter.
That is very thoughtful. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that offer. I can't promise that I will ever take her up on that. But I really appreciate her extending that invitation.
I think they close at like 6 p.m. and she's willing to let us in that building at any hour of the night.
Special VIP access. That's, you know, not everybody's offering me that. So I appreciate that.
What do you think? Is this something you'd ever consider? It's wild, right? Do you want to go into a haunted museum at midnight, record a podcast in a fallout shelter?
I mean, it's not like...
Would that be a Patreon episode?
On like any list of mine.
That's
like
a Patreon episode, right?
But if you were like, I want to do this, I'm like, I'll go with you. Yeah, sure. Okay.
We'll think about it.
I'm sorry. My throat's like dry.
We'll think about it.
All right. We're sitting here acting like we actually like go places. Like 11 o'clock. When's the last time you went somewhere at 11 o'clock at night?
That's the only place I've gone in like 20 years. Okay, our kids are 8. It's the only place I've really gone in like 8 years. Like, you know, just to go. And I didn't even just go. It was a part of work. Like, it wasn't even on my own. We don't go anywhere. Good Lord. We got to get out more. I showed a picture of you to somebody at work today, and they looked at me like I was lying. There's no way.
I'm so sorry. Oh, what picture? My God. Let me see. Was it a good one?
Of course it was a good one. Show a picture of you like sleeping with your mouth open.
Hang on. In my robe without makeup on.
Let me see.
My apron. What's that shirt? What is this shirt?
Did you hear that?
I did. It sounded like you have a small creature trying to escape.
I'm hungry.
From your throat.
This picture. Look how cute you are.
When was that from?
I don't know. Within the last year, I think. We looked happy. It might have been longer than a year ago. No, June 15th, 2022. So, yeah, that's something that you haven't had to deal with in our marriage, but I do. People are just like, wow, how did that happen? Oh, because you're pretty and I'm fat. You're pretty and thin and I'm fat and I'm pretty.
You're very handsome.
Thank you. Is that what you like about me? Just my face? He has a nice face.
No, I never said you were only handsome in your
face. What
do you
like? What do you like about me? What's your favorite things about me?
I really like your smile, although you don't like to smile.
I hate it.
You have like such perfect, pretty teeth, and like you have a very cute smile, and maybe that's why I like it so much. It's like elusive, like a unicorn.
I have unicorn teeth? Is that what you're saying?
No, a unicorn smile.
Oh, I have so many different things that this podcast can be titled. Unicorn smile is definitely going to be in the top 5. Okay, so you like my smile. You married me for my smile?
I didn't say that's why I married you.
Well, then tell me your favorite. Give me some more favorite things. You're making me feel good. Come on, keep going.
Obviously.
Why did you have to breathe so hard just now?
I needed time to think.
I don't need any time to think about my favorite things about you, but keep going.
Obviously, I really enjoy the fact that you do make me laugh.
Oh, I like that one.
You take it to an obnoxious level sometimes.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
But I wouldn't change it about you. That's good,
because it ain't going to change.
It's you're it's one of the things about you that, like,
it's we've so literally constant. We've been in an argument before, and I make jokes.
Yeah, it's you can't.
You'll be like, I hate you. And I'm like, yeah, but you love to hate me, don't you?
That didn't really happen. No. I didn't say that.
But it's a good example.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I am. What else? Do you like my pointy heels? Oh, if we ever win the lottery, I'm going to go to like a plastic surgeon. And that's going to be the first
thing.
Can
you file down my...
File down my pointy heels.
Pointy heel bone.
Yeah. It tears my shoes up. It's gross. I look at alien. I have alien feet.
It's reasons like these that there's so many people that's like, I don't like feet. Yeah. Feet are weird. And I don't even have like a... Yeah. I'm not like...
Feet... Normal feet are weird. I have abnormal weird feet. Yeah.
I mean, maybe just a little.
Yeah. So what else do you like?
They're like gross abnormal.
Come on. I like this. This is my favorite thing we've done. Give me a... What else? What do you like about me? That's it, huh? You done? All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The things that Katie likes.
It's a very short list.
Oh, my God. Oh, coming to join you. I'm done. Wore out. Man, boy, the things I like about you. Ah, I love your laugh. So when I do something to make you laugh.
When did this become a competition? I wasn't prepared.
It makes me feel amazing. I like it when you have short and curly hair. I like it when you have long and straight hair. I like it when you have red hair. I like it when you have black hair. Boy, oh boy, I like all of those. I love how you can notice anything. And it as a husband, it makes me have to be smarter because there's some things you don't want your wife to see or know about. Like if I'm trying to, I don't know, hide something for Christmas from you, I have to be like real slick about it because you pay attention to so many things and your memory is just out of control. Your heart is so flipping big. You've got the biggest heart that just, you're so nice to people. It's annoying to me sometimes. What are you doing? You don't even like her. Stop being so nice. You're laughing. I love it. I love it. Love it. Do the I love it thing.
I love it.
I love it.
I love
oh,
it.
Oh my God, you're pretty. You're witty. You think about other people before you think about yourself. It's wild. You're crazy. Hopefully you don't get mad at me about this, but I was hanging out with the kids and Reagan said in the car today, mommy said,
oh gosh,
mommy said a bad word. And then Riley, the twin brother said, mommy said a lot of bad words.
It wasn't a lot. It wasn't a lot. It was more than one. I have like really bad road rage these days, but look, in my defense, there's so much construction, housing construction and road construction, and there's more traffic, and it's like at an explosive, alarming rate. And then we live near vacation towns and we're coming out the end of summer. So like just trying to get to the grocery store is just some days. And this truck, it was like a work truck. It was like a pickup truck that was pulling a trailer. And there was like a gas can and some other random things as a trailer. And they pulled straight out in front of me. Like I had to slam on brakes to avoid hitting them. I mean, they just pulled right out in front of me. And then did not go the speed limit.
It's the worst. Just
didn't. Oh, I had my to God, follow it's the them.
Worst.
So the road that I have to travel down, it's
what kind of vehicle was it?
It was a pickup truck.
White pickup truck. Got it. Keep going.
No, it wasn't white. It what was color was actually it? I think it was like burgundy.
Silverado.
I think it was
a Silverado. Burgundy Silverado?
I think it was a okay. Silverado.
All right, keep going. Keep going.
It's a two-lane road, and this was like in the afternoon, I think probably close to 5 o'clock. You know, it's a lot of traffic, but like there was, they had room, like there was nobody right in front of them. They just didn't go the speed limit, and I couldn't go around them. There was too much traffic. There's, you know, people coming. So I just, for miles and miles, and I had to unload groceries and get the kid to football practice. And I'm like, here's this pickup truck driver who just feels the need to pull out in front of me and single-handedly slow me down from the things I need to do. And I took it really personal. And whenever we finally got to the point where I had to turn, they kept going straight. We were both stuck at a red light. I was in the turning lane, and they were the first ones going straight. So I was right beside of them. And I just...
Are you comfortable saying on a podcast?
I'm not going to repeat what I said.
But you said it in front of the children.
It was a momentary lapse of judgment made out of rage and anger. And it was blind rage. And it was... not a good choice, and I apologized to the kids, and I told them that they didn't need to say that, and it was ugly what mommy did, and I should have done it. I explained to them why it made me upset. We had a whole talk about it. There's something about some people in this area where we live.
Pause, because... I know what you're about to say, and I just want to tell you how tickled I am with myself. We have been recording for an hour and 11 minutes, and I have successfully transitioned into the topic that started the idea of recording tonight. You looked at me today, and you said... are we having a podcast tonight? Because I want to talk about people and their pickup trucks. Now, continue your thought.
It's just something I've picked up on. I'm not a judgmental person. I'm that's like you said.
Judgmental people you just say said right before they.
You just said I have a big heart, and I'm. You yep. just talk about how nice I am. So just keep that in mind. But let me tell you, if you drive a pickup truck
and you buckle right up on
my freaking bumper, and obviously I drive a mom mobile. I mean, god dang, they talked about my specific vehicle in a movie about it, how. It wasn't a mom. It was a dad. A stepdad.
Yeah.
What was that movie? Oh, my God.
It's called Stepdad.
No, Daddy's Home.
Oh, yeah. Daddy's Home. Yeah, sorry.
He talks about his flex.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I drive. And it's obviously... you can look at it and tell. There's kids up in here. I don't give a crap how much bigger your truck is than mine. You have no right to eat my bumper. You have no right to drive like you have no sense. You have no right to be in front of me, no matter how you feel, just because. I just see it constantly.
It's an attitude thing, and I think I can explain it.
It's like I drive a pickup truck, so I feel like I need to run everyone over, yeah. And I'm dominating the road.
Yes,
because my vehicle is so big.
Monster, yeah. And it's the same thing that happens to people if, like, you know, if let's say that we go get a rental car, right? And for some reason they didn't have the cheap one that we wanted, and they were like, "Oh, sorry, we didn't have this. We have to upgrade you, and now you're going to drive a cherry red Lamborghini." Like, your first thought of while driving a Lamborghini,
I need to go fast.
I need to go real fast.
So is that what people who drive pickup trucks think? I need to run everyone over, and I need to be first.
I own the world because I'm driving this gigantic big truck. Yeah, I think that's what happens.
I'm so over it. I'm so sick of it. I'm just so done.
We live in the South,
and they're everywhere.
There's big trucks everywhere. It's such a problem. They changed a law to stop people from like putting the front of their trucks up.
Squatting the Carolina squat. Oh, yeah. Is that what we're going to be known for? For dumb behind looking pickup trucks? Like, really? Thanks for making that famous, guys.
You're pissing so many people off right now. There's so many.
It looks like a dirty diaper.
One of our top cities that downloads is in South Carolina.
I love South Carolina, but I'm sorry. If you drive a pickup truck and you run all over me on the road, I don't like that crap. I don't care. I don't care who you are. I don't care what state you're in. I don't care how squatted your truck is. You have no more right on the road than I do.
There you go. There you go.
And Lord Jesus, baby Jesus in the manger, God in heaven, help me. If you drive a large pickup truck and you feel the need to take up multiple parking spaces, like intentionally, like you're going to just intentionally pull in the middle of like several parking spaces, not because you have a trailer and you need to, because your truck has got rims and it's shiny and you don't want anybody touching it.
Oh, such a big heart she has.
People just get me, man. There was a car. I'm sorry. It was a van. It was a minivan. We pulled into the car wash the other day, like right at the same time. We both pull up to the vacuums, getting vacuumed at the same time. And I'm like, my vacuum turns off before theirs because I can hear theirs still on. But I had like a seat. Booster seat out on the ground that I had to put back in the car. So by the time I get that done, I guess they were in their van and they had to back out before me to get into the car wash. Okay. All right, fine. Okay. I'll wait.
Like they did it aggressively?
I was done vacuuming before them and all I had to do was sit the seat in the car and get in, turn the car on, back up, and
they like rushed
and
through
that it. Time they finished vacuuming, hung up the vacuum, got in and backed up in front of me. Like they was rushing. Okay.
Intentional. Got it.
So whatever. I wait. They go ahead of me in the car wash. And then I have to go across the street to Walmart to pick up groceries. And I'm sitting there waiting in the, you know, pickup section. You park in the certain little section. And I see this van. And I see
the same van.
And I see the people getting in the van because I know it's them because I just saw them across the street outside their van. I know this is them. They're parked in the pharmacy pickup spot. Well, they were shopping. They were putting stuff in. They had a cart. They were not picking up from the pharmacy. And their tag said New York. So they probably were on vacation. Cool. And probably not picking anything up from the pharmacy. Just felt the need to park up front. And they weren't even driving a pickup truck. Then I'm like, well, yeah, I was like, that's the same people. I was like, because at first I was like, well, maybe they didn't like jump in front of me the way I thought. But I was like, I feel like they really rushed it over there to get in front of me. But then I see the guy leave the shopping cart.
Oh, no.
In the empty parking space right beside them.
Oh, I hate that, man.
They are parked in the front parking space, right near the front. And he leaves his shopping cart. And there's a car in the space right on the other side. So he pushes this shopping cart into the spot next to a parked car.
And just leaves it.
And gets in his van. And then get this. This parking lot has angled parking spaces. So like you're only supposed to go one way down the row, right?
They went the wrong way.
And of course he pulls out and goes the wrong way. And I was like, just why? Like, why do you need to be a douchebag? Like every step of your way throughout your day. Like, I don't know these people. I will probably never see them again and had just very minute contact with them.
And they're renting a spot in your brain right
and
now.
And everything I saw of them, it was like,
spot.
You're horrible people for like, why? They weren't, they were young adults with, I think, some children, younger children. They were younger than me. Able-bodied, apparently. I mean, from everything I could see. Just why? You know, why you need to leave your cart there? Why you need to be in front of me? Why can't you go the right way? Why do you feel like you're so special?
Their parents didn't spank them. Like, I don't know. That was terrible. I'm sorry.
Like, I'm sorry if you're listening to this right now and you left your shopping cart in a parking spot beside of your vehicle. You are a horrible person.
Horrible
you are
person.
Scum of the earth.
Oh,
and
my
you are
God.
Selfish and don't care about other people. It's like, I feel like it's one of the most selfish, low things you can do as a human being.
You really don't like people leaving their shopping carts.
It's like, because I'm sorry, who walks around going, I would love for a shopping cart to bang into the side of my car and leave a dent?
Because somebody
not one per nobody yeah. like no one says that ever, but so many people like can't step three parking spaces away to put your cart up
in a corral
to save someone's car from getting damaged? Who do you think you are? If you're incapable of walking that cart to the corral, don't take it into the parking lot. Because that's like that's part of the process. That's like not end of transaction. You put your crap away. It's so dumb to me. I can't stand it.
What other things do you hate? Tell us about more stuff.
I guess pickup truck drivers, people who leave their shopping carts in the parking lot.
Give me something else. Tell me something else you hate.
No, I feel
come
like,
on. You've been alive for 40 like years. Tell me some other
I'm
things you hate.
You've got me like on a tangent.
Yeah, I want to. I Mom, love it. I've peeled away the layers. You're getting
let me
angry.
Tell you all the things I hate.
I love it. I love it. And then what he says, right? I love it.
I love it.
Tell me some other things you hate. Come on. What are the stuff you hate? Oh,
man,
I see.
I don't know.
You're getting, yeah, you do. You know.
I don't know. You I don't. Know. I can't think of anything else I'm that passionate about off the top of my head.
What? You? Yes, you do. Come on.
I don't know.
Get in here with me. Think about it. You got 40 years. 40 years of just stuff aggravating the hell out of you. Tell me one of them things.
I don't know. I can't think of anything. I don't know.
All right.
I know there's more. I just can't think. You put me on the spot. Crap.
Well, regardless, it was fun.
I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm not to that level. I can't keep.
All right. I'll tell you what we'll do.
I ran out of fuel.
One last thing before we end the podcast. We're gonna go to the hat of facts. So I will let you draw one of your facts and just read it.
Okay. Is there a pen in there?
There might be.
Is this just one?
Wearable okay. art. Here we go. Read your fact.
It's number 10. I don't know if that matters.
No, I just labeled how many we have.
The driest place on Earth is the, I don't know how to say this, Atacama?
I don't know.
Atacama? Desert in Chile. Some areas of the desert.
In where?
Chile.
Okay, keep going.
Some areas of the desert have not seen any measurable rainfall for centuries.
That's crazy.
Oh my goodness. How does that even happen? That's wild.
Yeah.
Centuries? Is that true?
I mean, it's on the paper.
Oh my. Can I Google it? Can I fact check you? That's wild.
Yeah, fact check. Really? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of that movie.
I'd like to find out how you say this.
It reminds me of that movie with the lizard that was like an actor and he gets lost in the desert. You know what I'm talking about? Was it
Rio?
Not was Rio. It? No. Rio was about birds.
Yeah. Crap. Oh, the.
Was it Rango?
Rango.
He gets on that desert and his skin just dries up and falls off. I love it. So what are you Googling?
About this desert. I'm just like, I just Googled and I'm scrolling. And I read, yeah, it's the driest place on Earth besides the polar deserts. The desert is located by the Andes Mountains, which subsequently blocks rainfall in the area. The Pacific Ocean to the west of the, I wish I knew how to say this, Atacama? I feel like I'm saying it wrong. Desert also hinders the formation of clouds and consequently rain.
Wow.
Huh. The largest fog desert in the world. What does that even mean? Anyway, that's okay. It also has the world's largest supply of sodium nitrate.
What is it?
Oh, and its soil is very similar to that on Mars. Is that where like NASA does like the trainings? I've heard about it. Like they, yeah. There was somewhere that it was the closest thing to. I can't get my words out. I'm tired. It was like the closest environment to Mars that we had here on Earth, and like. To go test stuff out.
It's wild, right? Oh, speaking of something like crazy environment, Andrew sent me in. He sent a couple of articles. One of them I think we had actually covered at one point. But another one was this woman was like out in her yard or something, and a hawk was flying by. Mm-hmm. And it had a snake, and it dropped it on her.
Oh my God. Like, how freaking unlucky are you that you get a snake thrown on you by a bird flying by? That's like, talk about being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And then the hawk was like, oh, wait, no, that's my dinner.
Oh my. So was this?
It was attacking her trying to get the snake back.
So now she has a snake and a hawk on her.
Fighting and, yeah. Could you, like, I just went outside to check the mail. You know,
like, just checking the mail. That's like some like National Geographic stuff happening on you, mm-hmm. like on your shoulder or your back.
Yeah.
Like it's on you.
Yeah. But there's people. Never mind. I ain't going to say that. Nature's crazy.
It really is.
Nature is crazy.
Speaking of, I found an ant. In our kitchen the other day, which like, is not unusual. We have...
Like Aunt Mona?
No, an ant, like the tiny creature.
Okay.
Speaking of nature, no, I found an ant. And we get ants just... It's terrible. I say they built our house on an ant colony.
Yeah.
They're terrible here. Anyway, it was a single ant all by himself. He was carrying something. I was like, what you got there, little fella? And I leaned in close and I was watching him. And he's like struggling. He's carrying like something, a piece of something, food of some sort. And he's struggling. He stops a couple times, you know, I imagine like readjusting his load here. And, you know, I watched him for a minute. And I squished him. Oh, sorry.
Oh my God, you ant killer.
But whenever I squished him, I found out what it was. It was a sprinkle.
Oh, from like a cupcake?
Like it was a white. Round, like the little balls.
He got a whole sprinkle. Was like, I'm taking this with me.
He was trying to carry it outside. He was headed for the back door with that sprinkle.
Oh man, and you killed him for that?
I was like, man,
for cleaning our floor.
Poor little guy thought he found the jackpot. He got him a sprinkle.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I know. I've ruined his hopes and dreams.
Yeah, that's what you do. Your little ants, hopes and dreams.
I don't even know where that sprinkle came from.
The floor.
I mean, I know it came from I don't know when the last time we had something with those sprinkles.
Well, that's terrible.
Why would you? I mean, say to be like fair, that? I'm still finding like that confetti from Reese's first birthday.
That was five years ago.
Yeah, I think you just
maybe you should sweep the floor more often.
I do sweep the floor. It's just like I don't know where it comes from. Okay. I don't know. It's like embedded in the walls and the foundation by now. Just sprinkles and confetti. We sound like we're party people over here. We really don't party that much.
Yeah, but when we do, it's amazing.
Glitter!
And it's just me and you, and it's just when the kids go to bed. Bob with his
unicorn smile.
That's right. Unicorn smiles for life. Give me some little daps. There we go. Boom. Find your laugh.
Find your happy. You should totally get like some kind of tattoo unicorn smile, like, and it's like just like unicorn lips just cheesing and the horn.
You got it.
You know,
you got it.
It's a good idea. It's probably not. I'm probably going to change my mind tomorrow.
Well, it's recorded now. I'm leaving this in the podcast.
It's late.
That way, whenever tired. I get it, and
I'm talking nonsense.
Whenever I get this tattoo, and you're like, "What were you thinking?"
You're just gonna be like, "Just get it. Come home one day." What the heck is that? It was your idea, Katie. You don't remember?
Episode don't remember blah, blah 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 blah. Unicorn smile. Yeah, I'm getting a unicorn smiling tattoo now, and it's your fault.
You've been listening to the Bob and Katie Show, a Crabcast Studio production. Edited and produced by my dad, Bob. Executive produced by my mom, Katie. Support the show by going to patreon.com/thebobandkatieshow.
Don't forget to subscribe
and smash that like button.